I was born in St Albans anyway, but I moved into Bardwell Road in the early 1940s. I must have been about six at the time, five or six. So I then went to St Peter's School, as did my three brothers, who were actually older than me. My older brother already was at Townsend School. And then we sort of stayed there, and I learnt to cycle in Bardwell Road. You know, get them down, you know, I mean, cycling, imagine Holloway Hill and Bardwell Hill, that cycle around. It was a lot. I mean, we lived in 20 Bardwell Road, which was a 2.5 bedroom Victorian terrace with no electricity, gas downstairs. You went to bed by candlelight, outside loo. The neighbours were all lovely. Everybody seemed to go out of the way for make it nice. I think because my dad was in the army before war was declared, having been in the territorials. So he was away for 6 years. So I think everybody went together. Yes. So we were rather sheltered, and everything was sort of made lovely for us because all the mums were there, their husbands were not, or yes. The men that were older or invalided. So everybody made a fuss. And it was all, if you were like my mother, Hatfield born, and my father, St Albans born, you were all part of the close circle. So you had friends and neighbours would say, your mum's gone shopping, you know, she'll be back in a minute, don't go anywhere. So you safely, people left their doors open. And it was a lovely place because you actually cycled around, and there were no council houses beyond Leyland Avenue. Wilshire Avenue and Doggett's Way were council houses. But all the Cotton Mill Lane, there was no high road. There was the level crossing. It was all winding lanes. There was a few cottages. It was cornfields. It was, you could safely cycle, you know, as an eight-year-old with your friends or your brothers. And you could cycle past, you know, a cotton mill, go round. You could go to the Mile House. You cycled through. It was all little lanes and fields. You picked harebells off the side of the road. You went tobogganing on the golf course. They kept sheep on the golf course.
You said there was a level crossing.
Back of Leyland Avenue. You had the crossing, but all St Julian's was fields and cornfields. So, you know, my friend and I from Bardwell Road, Edna Harrison, I remember we went gleaming after the harvest. We actually picked up the corn cobs and we brought it home, and someone in Bardwell Road, it was went to feed their ducks, which they kept in their damp sized back garden and yard. They actually kept ducks and your scraps, and you had a pig bin down the road, and everybody put their food scraps in it, and once a day it was emptied and it went off to feed somebody's pigs. It was all recycling. Yes. And I vaguely remember the street lights being gas. Our house only had gas, so we went to bed by candlelight. You only had gas downstairs, so no gas upstairs. No hot water, cold tap, outside loo. We did actually have a flush toilet, which was quite modern. But, I mean, the only time we saw electricity was if we went to the cinema, which you went to Saturday morning pictures at the Capitol, which was the Odeon, which was the Polly in my father's time. Saturday morning pictures was the highlight. Or you went to Sunday school. Yeah. Or you all went up with your friends, and you sat on the doorsteps and you played hopscotch on the pavements, and you played up the wall till you drove somebody mad. And Bardwell Road had a big brick flint wall, which was, I understand, it was Fenny's field. There was a big house and the grounds, which I think where the Duchess of Marlborough at one time, it was all five houses. So you had this big brick wall and you had the passageway. So we could do what we liked up this wall. We could kick balls up, we could chalk on it, we could pick bits out and get the sparkly flints out, hopscotch on the wall. Nobody had front gardens. Everybody came to their doorstep. And so everybody, the children, there were quite a few children there. Mm. You know, so you had plenty of friends, and you just went out in the street and you just got called in at a certain time. My sister was born in 1944. Heather was born in 20 Bardwell Road. But so when she was 3 years old, we were actually given a council house in Cotton Mill. So in 1947, roughly, the council house was only about 9 months old. I think somebody else had been in it, but they hadn't wanted to stay. And we were actually moved in, and funny enough, one of the families of Lanes who lived in Bardwell Road, actually moved opposite us, so they had a child my sister's age. So the Lane family, and we lived opposite each other in Nuns Lane, right up. But there, I lived in Nuns Lane right up until 1962 when I got married from there.